This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What do you do with some relatives if you try to be nice to them, but they're never nice to you? It's a very good answer. I don't know, he says. Huh? Sabr? What if you showed patience, and then, but then they're still, they're so mean. You're trying everything you can to be nice to them, kind to them. You call, you visit, you gift, you send whatever, you know, text message. They never respond to that in any way. What do you do?
If you think that what they are doing is good, then copy them. If you think what you're doing is right, then do whatever.
You know that they're doing wrong anyway, but should I continue or do I have the right to stop?
You have the right to stop.
That's the question. Do you have the right to stop? Or should you continue your kindness regardless?
No, you have a right to stop.
You have the right to stop. But what if they were not negative? No, I mean, they're not neutral. They're negative. You're doing good, they're doing bad.
Do what Abu Bakr did. This is my advice.
But we're not Abu Bakr, ya khala rada alayka. Let's hear from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, fi bab bir al-walidain, the chapter of bir al-walidain, the kind treatment to his parents, he says, qala wa an abi hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan qala ya rasulullah inna li qarabatan asiluhum wa yaqta'uni wa uhsinu ilayhim wa yusi'una ilay wa ahlumu anhum wa yajhaluna alay fa qala la in kunta kama qult fa ka'annama tasuffuhum al-mal wa la yazalu ma'aka min Allah dhahirun alayhim ma dumta ala dhalik. Says, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I have some relatives. And by the way, since this chapter or this hadith was mentioned under the chapter of Bir al-Walidain, as if Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that this relative, when you talk about relatives here, that also includes your parents. Like you're being nice to your parents, you're doing everything to your parents, but your parents are so mean to you. Does it happen? It does. A lot of people come complain and say, you know, Sheikh, my mom, I said, listen, be nice to her. Well, the Prophet says, I said, Sheikh, you don't know my mom. So she's this, she's that. So they realize it's sometimes hard and difficult. So Imam An-Nawawi, just the fact that he mentioned this hadith under that chapter, Bir al-Walidain, it means he acknowledges the fact that, yeah, this relative, when you say relatives, could also include parents. He says, قَالَ إِنَّ لِي قَرَبَةٍ, I have some relatives with whom I try to keep the ties of kinship and relationship with them. But they keep cutting me off. I try to maintain the ties of kinship with them, but they keep cutting me off. وقال وَأُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيُسِيئُونَ إِلَيْهِ, I try to be nice to them. I do my best towards them, and they treat me bad. So أَنَا أُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِمْ, I treat them in the best way possible, but they retaliate, or at least they reciprocate by treating me bad. قَالَ وَأَحْلُمُ عَنْهُمْ وَيَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيْهِ, I'm being very gentle with them, very kind and very patient with them. But unfortunately, they يَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيْهِ, which means they always treat me in a rough manner. So I'm being nice with them, they're rough with me. What do I do in this case? Now you guys, you tell me, what do you expect this person asking the question for? What kind of answer is he trying to get from the Prophet ﷺ? An excuse, right? He's trying to get from the Prophet, you know what? May Allah make it easy for you. Just forget about it, man. Just live your life. That's the answer he was expecting from the Prophet. Like, you know what? You've done everything you can. Khalas. Therefore, no more. You can stop being kind. You can stop completely from what you do. But the Prophet said to him, قال لَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ, just if it's true what you're saying about yourself. Because we don't know, right? And even as an imam, sometimes people, they come to me and they say, Ya Shaykh, you know, my wife does this, my wife does that. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Bring me your wife, I want to talk to her. When someone complains about somebody else, you have to be fair. You have to understand and hear from both sides. So the same thing here. When the man is talking, Ya Rasulullah, my relatives, the Prophet says, you know what? In kana haqqan ma taqul, if it's true what you're saying. And that's an answer sometimes, you know, as a mufti or someone asks you a question, you need to make sure that you put this disclaimer in the answer. Saying, if it's based on what you said, based on what you told me, the answer is X, Y, Z. which means I'm given based on what I heard from you. If I heard from the other side, it might be a whole different story. So the Prophet told him, if it's true what you've said, لَإِن كُنْتَ حَقًّا لَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتْ فَكَأَنَّمَا تَسُفُّهُ الْمَلْ, he says, it is as if you are feeding them ashes, which basically as if you're rubbing ashes in their faces. Like as if you're rubbing dust in their faces. What does that mean? That's an explanation. That's an expression of humiliation. That's an expression of humiliation. He said, وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ ظَهِيرٌ. And he says, and you will not be without a supporter against him from Allah as long as you continue to do so. Who's that supporter, Jama'ah? Al-Malaika. Like you have your support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got your back. Allah has given you the angels. They're getting your back, inshallah ta'ala. Khalas, you're in good hand. But what if they continue? What if you tried your best and they continue to act mean towards you? Again, you have the option to continue like the Prophet ﷺ said to do, nice and kind with them and be patient regardless of their response. Or you do have the right at some point to stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love al-jahra bis-su, that when you speak, if someone speaks bad, basically. Illa man dhulim, unless of course it's someone who's oppressed. In this case, when you go to the court and you speak about your opponent, are you going to speak nice about them? You're going to speak bad, right? So this, they have done this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow this. Because now you're just expressing what the grievance that you have. So yeah, if this is the case, you do have the right to, at some point, to stop. When should you stop? That's up to you. How much tolerance should you exercise with the people who are around you? Of course, the more you exercise, the more patience you have, alhamdulillah, the better it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, those who persevere in patience will receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any measure. Which means it just will be given without measure. May Allah make us among those who are patient, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Any question, Jama'ah? Of course, no one's going to ask about his parents right now, right? No. Oh, you have a question? Yes, Toda. So what if someone tells you, I don't want to see your face anymore. Don't come home. Don't come to this house again. What do you do in this case? Don't go to the house, but try other means. Call, email, text. Probably at some point, hopefully, the relationship will be restored and you go on your visit. And if it's your parents' house, you have the right to go to your parents' house. So if they tell you next time, if they open the door and they close the door in your face, alhamdulillah, I did my part. At least I came. And if they insist on you not to come and it becomes seriously, you know, dangerous, because, you know, life hazard probably or even legal issue, khalas, you've done your part, says, Ya Rab, Allahumma ashhad, be my witness, I've done my part. Wallahu a'lam. Some of the ulama, like Imam Buhayti, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the imams, the great ulama of the Shafi'i school of thought, they said about him, he was unlawfully imprisoned, you know, by the authority of that time. So every time it was Salatul Jum'ah, when it was Salatul Jum'ah, he would hear the adhan from prison. He would hear the adhan in the masjid, or before the adhan, basically. He prepares himself. He takes his shower, he puts his clothes, and he gets ready. When he hears the adhan for Salatul Jum'ah, he walks to the gate of the prison, or at least to the door of the prison. As Sajjan, the gatekeeper, he says, where are you going? قَالِ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ رَبِّي. I want to answer the call of my Lord. He says, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Sajjan, of course, the prisoner, you know, the jail keeper, basically, he's not in his hand. He says, قَالَ أَرْجَى رَحِمُكَ اللَّهِ. You know, please, يعني, don't put me in troubles. May Allah have mercy on you. Just go back, please. So the Imam Rahimullah يَرْفَعَ عَدَيْهِ, he used to raise his hand and he says, قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اشْهَدْ. Ya Allah, be my witness. I did my part. I took my shower. I put my clothes on. I heard the adhan. I walked to the door to go and respond to your call. The call of the Adam, but I couldn't. They sent me back. So sometimes, yeah, if this is the case where you have some relatives where the situation gets really difficult to that level, obviously you never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always try your best to, you know, kind of like soften the hearts of the people around you, inshallah, as much as you can. But if it gets really to that level, becomes very dangerous, then you've done your part. Wallahu a'lam. I always yani recommend for people who have these situations with their relatives and loved ones, that you guys, you truly need to go and seek counseling from some family therapist, experts, whoever who can help you with that. Ask them. Maybe you think that you're right, but subhanAllah, when you hear the other side of the story, you're just like, wow, this is unbelievable. I didn't know I was actually hurting them that much. You don't know. Just try your best to be neutral, inshallah, and hear from the other side. Wallah. Sure. Okay. Bismillah, your announcement.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.